Well, welcome to the third week in an abundance program that we are doing, that we do every year. And this year, our abundance program is being based on the book In the Flow of Life by Eric Butterworth. And if you are following along, we are looking at chapter 6 this week, which we just did in class this week. And so we always talk about what we did in class afterwards, so kind of solidifies what we've been reading and talking about. And so the first week, we talked about the very foundation of experiencing abundance or plenty or good in our life, and that is recognizing and knowing that we live in an infinite universe, that we live in this field of boundless good, and that it is everywhere present, and that that field, that divine, that infinite good, the infinite one, its nature is to express, to unfold always and endlessly. That good, then, is everywhere present. We talked about the idea that God cannot withhold from itself, and therefore it does not withhold from us because we are it in expression. And our life is the life of the divine unfolding itself through us. And so last week we talked about, as a way to increase our experience of good or abundance in our life, we talked about sharing our own unique inner gifts and talents. That as we share those gifts and talents and who we are with the world, that we place ourselves in the flow. And as we place ourselves in that flow because we are giving of ourselves, we automatically open up this conduit for more good to flow into our lives. And so today we are talking about giving, of being a conduit for the good of the universe. And the title of my talk is It's Time for Bifocals, because I'm talking about looking at our giving from that perspective, that we are acting as conduits for that divine presence to express itself in the world. I'm talking about today about increasing our experience of good or abundance or plenty by giving way to that universal presence through us and as us into the world in a way that benefits people or situations or the world as a whole. And so it's a little bit different than what we talked about last week, which was sharing your gifts and your talents, because those are kind of personal and we own them. You know, I own this inner talent that I have, say, for decorating, or somebody says this inner talent that they have for building computer programs. Those are things that we kind of own, their skills. And last week we talked about sharing that with the world. And today we're talking about giving way to the absolute, giving way to that energy of the universe and that energy of love, the love of the divine, giving way to that from within us, through us, out into the world. And so that might look like giving way to that universal presence of love. It might show up through us as compassion or as kindness or as caring. That universal intelligence or wisdom might show up within us or through us as understanding or as creative ideas or creative solutions to things that need solutions in the world. Giving way to the abundance of the universe, that infinite good, might look like us sharing our financial good in a way that benefits others, the way that supports something in this world. All of those things are giving way to the divine through us. And so in giving, we open ourselves up to that flow. In giving, we allow that flow to come through us, and in turn, we open the channel to a greater degree so that we may receive even more. And so in our reading this week, Eric Butterworth talks about that giving, and he says, "True giving is not something you do to or for someone, but it is your consent to let the flow of God through you to that someone. Whereas the emphasis is usually on what you give to, the most important thing is what you give from." And so we're talking about giving from that boundless flow of good that is the nature of the universe. We're talking about giving way to that wellspring of life. to the divine presence itself. It's kind of like a faucet. You know, when a faucet opens, it has to give first so that there is room for that infinite reservoir that is behind it to come flowing into the faucet. And as it gives, it automatically receives. That's what I'm talking about. It's a law of circulation, and we place ourselves in that flow when we give. And that faucet, if it doesn't give, it can't receive anymore. That's how it works, and that's how it works with us, too. And so all of us, we want to experience the good in our lives. We want to experience harmony in our relationships, and we want to experience love in our lives, and we want to experience plenty. We want to experience financial abundance. We want to experience health. All those are the good that I'm talking about. The problem is, so often what happens, though, is we think that we have to get before we can give. We think things like, the people who are nice to me, I'll be nice to them in return. But the person that ignores me or snubs me or is rude to me or who forgets me, I'm not going to be nice to them. You see that? We have to get it from them before we're willing to give it back. We think things like, I'll take my friend to lunch, but only the friends who reciprocate. Only the friends who offer to take me to lunch as well. The person who never offers, I'm not going to offer to take them to lunch. It's like this tit for tat, but we think we have to get before we can give. We think I will give to that organization that I think is doing such good works in the world after I get that raise. But that's not the way that it works. We must open the faucet, and we open the faucet by our giving. Opening the faucet opens us so that a greater flow can come into our lives. That's how it works. And that flow looks like an open heart and open hands. And so I read a story this week that I'd like to share with you that is such a great depiction of that open heart and open hands. And it goes like this. Through the door of a small brick building in Madrid, Spain, customers sit down to dinner at tables covered in white cloth. Drinks are poured into crystal glasses, and a three-course meal of mushroom consommé, roast turkey and potatoes, and vanilla pudding fill the plates. The restaurant welcomes around 100 guests a night, but none of them pay. They are homeless. And the crowds who dine at the Robin Hood restaurant for breakfast and lunch foot the bill so the dinner guests can eat free of charge. For paying customers, shelling out a little extra for basic ham, croquettes, and juice earlier in the day is kind of the point. They're drawn to the restaurant knowing that their meal will help feed the hungry. The Robin Hood restaurant is part of a trend that's been transforming access to good and healthy food in a number of cities. In October, Eat Cafe in West Philadelphia opened with a similar philosophy, that everyone should be entitled to a full-service, sit-down dinner in a neighborhood regardless of whether they can afford the bill or not. Diners who choose to pay $15 for a full-course meal donate a little extra, pay whatever they want, or eat for free. Though still operating as a nonprofit, the Eat Cafe, which stands for Everyone at the Table, aims to become self-sustaining over the next several years, with 80% of its customers paying full price. It's already adding a much-needed dining option in an area of the city where non-fast food options are scarce. And I read about other restaurants that are doing the same thing. And back to Madrid. In Madrid, Garcia Rodriguez hopes that the Robin Hood restaurant, still in its early phases, will be successful enough to remain open as a permanent fixture. That depends, of course, on its popularity. But for now, that doesn't seem to be an issue. Celebrity chefs come in and cook dinner once a week. And breakfast and lunch reservations for paying customers are completely booked up through March. Do you see that? That is giving, and in that giving, they are receiving so much more. They're booked through March of people that want to pay and want to participate. That's what I'm talking about. In our giving, we open ourselves up to a flow, because I'll bet you they didn't have their reservations booked through March before they started this program and started giving in that way. The giving opens the flow. And so the opposite then of that giving with an open heart and with open hands is tightness. It is judgment. It's resentment and animosity. And when we are in judgment and animosity and tightness and those things, we block the flow of good from coming to us. The reason is because animosity and resentment and judgment and tightness do not match the energy of love. And this universe is founded on love. The divine is love. That's the foundation of this entire universe. And so when we give, we put ourselves in sync with the nature of the divine. We put ourselves in sync with the nature of love, and that places us in the flow. The givingness of the universe, we've put ourselves in sync with that. And so Meister Eckhart, who was a 14th century mystic, says, God does not ask anything else that you let yourself go and let God be God in you. We are each being called to let God be God in us. We are each being called to be a channel for that presence to come into this world. We are each being called to be open so that God, the divine, the infinite intelligence, the love of the universe, the good can express through us and out into the world. Answering that call places us in the flow. It's a law of circulation, and it begins with you. Giving opens us to the flow so that we can receive even more. Catherine Ponder, who is an author of 18 prosperity books, who's a Unity minister and an early guru in the prosperity field, said, "When we think that we don't have enough to give, is precisely when we need to give." And the reason is because in our not giving, what happens is we hold tight to this idea that there isn't enough. We hold tight and cement that idea that we don't have enough and that there isn't enough. That holding tightly like that, and the fear that is around it, and the belief that there isn't enough, is like being in a house of mirrors. Not enough gets reflected back to us everywhere that we look. But it's the belief and the fear around it that's causing the experience of it. Those emotions of fear and that belief constrict the flow, like we choke it off and nothing else can get in. I have a friend whose husband has been having a hard time swallowing, and he's had to go in and have a procedure where they stretch the inside of his throat. If we're experiencing tightness, we need to stretch a little bit. We need to stretch ourselves a little bit. That's one of the things to do if we're experiencing tightness in our lives, is to stretch ourselves a little bit. And so Eric Butterworth says, there's an old axiom. When things get tight, something's got to give. This does not mean something over which you have control. It means you. You must give by giving way to the flow. And so what do you do if you're afraid to give? What do you do if you're experiencing lack in your life? I think you begin giving somewhere where you're not afraid. You give of something that you have that already feels full, that already feels rich. You give somewhere where it's easy. You give of your love or your time or your talent or your friendship or your attention somewhere that feels easy. You go and you volunteer at the animal shelter and help take care of the dogs if that feels full to you. You go to the dollar store and buy toothbrushes. Do you know you can buy 3 toothbrushes for a dollar at the dollar store? And you donate them to the shelter. It means you go buy dollar boxes of cereal and donate them to the shelter. It means you come with us tomorrow and volunteer at Food Finders packing lunches for people who are in need. It means you act generous with people in your life. You hold the door open for people. You offer to carry someone's groceries to their car from them. You act generously. That puts you in the flow. I have an orange tree in my backyard, and last year we picked oranges and had boxes of oranges and took them with us in the car driving around. We gave oranges to so many people on the street, stop at the bus stop and give oranges to the people sitting at the bus stop, to the homeless person on 2nd Street, to the mail carrier walking down the street. It was so much fun giving oranges to people, and people were so excited to be given those oranges. And if money is challenging to you, give at the level where it feels comfortable. And then give a little more. Because you have to stretch yourself a little bit. Because what happens when you stretch yourself, you move yourself through the fear and the belief that there isn't enough. You prove to yourself that that was a belief and that it isn't true. You stretch yourself a little bit. Prove me now, said the Lord of hosts, if I will not pour you out a blessing so great that you cannot contain it. Prove that that is true. Prove it to yourself, but you have to prove it by doing it first. Wow, something's going on back there. And earlier I said to you that it wasn't as important what you're giving to as what you're giving from, that quote that I read to you. That is absolutely true. It is much more important what you are giving from that fullness of life, to be in that consciousness that you are in the flow and you are being a conduit for that good in the world. And it is also important what you give to, because what you give to, you are giving your energy to. What you give to, you are keeping alive. You are prospering with your energy, whether it's your energy of money or time or talent or attention or volunteering. You're giving it your energy, and therefore it prospers and stays alive. So it's important to give to what you believe in. It's important to give what makes a positive impact in this world. It is important to give to that which you think is creating a better world. That's part of being in that flow. And giving is not trading. Shopping is trading. I will give you this money for those shoes. Going out to dinner is trading. I will give you money for that food. Paying your electric bill is trading. I will give you money because you've given me electricity all month long. I'm talking about giving to magnify something. I'm talking about giving your life energy to that which you want to prosper. And so I support lots of different organizations. I support Habitat for Humanity, and I support Women for Women International, and I support Public Radio, and I support the Sierra Club, and lots more. And I support this church because I believe in what we're doing. Because I believe in our mission, because I believe in our purpose and this philosophy and what we are doing. And I support this because it has made such a difference in my life, this philosophy, that I want that to be available to other people. And I remember at a time in my life, probably 20 years ago, when I had that realization, that it had made such a difference in my life that I wanted it to be available to other people. And out of that realization, I started supporting my church at the time, whether I was there or not, because it was no longer about me. It was about we and what was happening in the world because of this philosophy. So it wasn't about trading. It was about us. It was about something bigger and contributing to something bigger. And so I didn't start out giving like I give today. But today, where I am, as my giving has expanded and grown, I write a check every single week to this church for $100, whether I'm here or not. And I think I started out at $45 when we started this church. But my consciousness has grown, and my giving has grown, and my generosity has grown everywhere in my life, and I have never felt so blessed or so rich, and I have never had as much as I have now. I have been prospered in turn, because that's the way the law of circulation works. And so these are two different principles that I'm talking about. One is giving in order to give way to the flow, in order to give way to that universal presence, in order to give way to that love. And in our giving, we open up something greater so that we can receive even more. That is the law of circulation. And the second thing that I'm talking about is giving our energy, our time, and our talent, and our treasure, and our love to that which we want to see increase. That is a law of increase. Whatever you give your attention to increases. So you give the energy of whatever, your time, your talent, your money, your everything, to what you want to see increase. It's two different principles. And so my invitation to you is, if you want to experience an increase of anything in your life, give it. If you want to experience more love in your life, give more love. If you want to experience more friendships in your life, be a friend to everyone. If you want to have more money in your life, give money. Somewhere, somehow, with a little bit of a stretch. You will discover in that that you cannot outgive God. You cannot outgive this universe of plentitude and give to that which is important to you. Give to that which calls your heart. Give to that which makes you feel filled up, to that which you want to see prosper. Give from that wellspring within yourself and give way to the flow. And step into the circle. It's a circle. And so I'd like to close with a quote from Rumi that speaks to this giving from here. He says, "What was said to the rose that made it open was said to me here in my chest." We give from that call within us to share of ourselves and to share of our good and to share of our love, because it's like the blossoming of the rose. It brings beauty and good into this world in a way that is unique for each of us. And so, again, I say thank you for walking this path and for being a beneficial presence in this world and a beneficial presence in your own life. Blessings to all of you. And so I invite you to join me in an affirmative prayer. And so how good it is to be in this place of remembering, how good it is to be in this awareness of being immersed in this infinite presence that is the good itself, that is magnificence itself, that is creativity and opulence and beauty and joy and love and peace and harmony and wholeness and all of that, that this presence expresses itself as, that fills this world. For I know this presence is omnipresent, everywhere present in its entirety. Not some of God right where I am, but all of God is right where we are all of the time. For all of God is present at every single point in space and in time. All of God. The universal presence of good itself is right where we are. And so I know today that it is its nature to unfold itself. It is its nature to express itself. It is its nature to flow forth in greater and greater ways, for that is what the infinite does. And so today, I simply turn my attention to the fact that that infinite presence is unfolding itself in each and every single one of our lives. And I claim and know right now that anything that may have been appearing as a block in our lives, as an obstruction in our lives, right now dissipates into the nothingness. For this presence is the only power that exists in this universe. It is the only thing that exists in this universe. And so anything that is unlike that does not have anything to support it. And so it dissipates into the nothingness here and now. And whatever it is that we need to know or understand is made clear to us now. And so I know that we are each guided and led on this path, and that it is illumined before us, that we are led and guided into this most prosperous life, this life of abundance of everything, of love and friends and joy and peace and opportunities and goodness. For good is here now, and we are open and we are receptive and we say yes. And so here we stand in this light of God all around us and all within us. One and the same. And so I accept this abundance and this boundless good for each of us today. And it's with that I release this prayer into that creative womb of the universe, knowing that it is taken hold of and it is unfolding itself in this moment now and in every moment, simply because it is the truth. And today we say yes to that. And so I release this prayer, and I let it be, and I say, and so it is.